Welcome to the Williams Nikon Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.
Their sheet and start keeping track of their points a little better this past week.
Well, I'm not too familiar with the system yet. That's one reason why I'm here this morning, to learn more about it.
Okay. Well, good, Doug. I have a question for Doug. You lived in Japan for
nine years.
That's true.
Okay. Yes. It's quite an experience.
Okay.
For giving me the opportunity.
And you know, it's interesting because I was when we got to the food chart today, I was going to talk a little bit about the soy, and I didn't know that Doug was going to bring that up. I do have one question to Doug, though. Last week when we talked, it was the red algae that we were talking about that was so harmful. Were you eating red algae over there?
No, I don't know.
You're eating green seaweed, right?
Yes, green seaweed. They put it out as a condiment. Generally, it goes on rice. You can put it on your fermented soybeans, which is also almost a comp. I ate it straight, but a lot of the Japanese, they thought it was a little bit too strong tasting, which is what most foreigners think too. But I liked it with a little bit of soy sauce. Once in a while, I put a little bit of the seaweed on it, but it was a very small little package, you know, like you get in a rest or in a food service package, you know, a little small ketchup, a little small mustard. It's about that size. And you could buy a whole glob of it in the store if you wanted, and I did that before, but it's that's the idea, is that you're going to put it in stuff that you're, as kind of a side compliments. If you're doing a lot of Japanese food preparation, the seaweed often goes in as one ingredient. So they mix a small amount of many things. You get a bento that's made in Japan. It'll have quite a bit of rice, but then it has little parts of all kinds of vegetables, a little bit of fish, and maybe a little bit of seaweed, and you know, just a little bit of everything. And you wind up getting a lot of vegetables and a lot of different things. I didn't even know what half of it was in the beginning. Some of it, when you find out what it is, you kind of wonder, like it's squid, octopus, so forth. But I like them all.
Okay. Too early in the morning for me to hear about eating squid. So, okay. Well,
I'll quit at that then.
Okay. Thanks, Doug. Okay, and it's interesting that Doug said that, because I was reading back here on these dietary goitrogens, you know, about how we depress our thyroid activity, and the one thing it said here is, don't be taken in by the argument that soy products must be safe because the Asians have been eating them for centuries. Contrary to what the soy industry would like you to believe, soy has never been a staple in Asia. A study of the history of soy use in Asia shows that the poor used it during the extreme food shortage, and only then the soybeans were carefully prepared by fermentation to destroy the toxins. And that's what Doug just said,
exactly.
Fermented soy.
Exactly.
They understood the dangers of soy. Even now, most Asians eat very little soy, less than 1 to 2% of their total calories. They use it primarily as a condiment to their meals, unlike in the West, where it's eaten in relatively large quantities as a replacement for meat and dairy and, you know, as a source of protein. So we need to be careful. We need to read our labels. So anyway, thanks, Ruth, for being persistent in getting those up, because I couldn't talk and try to do that at the same time.
That was stubborn.
Yeah. Okay, so good morning, everybody. This is Our Health Style, and our mission is to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. And Ruth and I traded, and I'm doing Mondays now, because I kind of want it every Monday. I think after we've had a weekend where we're not thinking, some of us don't think so much about our health style. We should be thinking about it 7 days a week, but for some reason or other, some of us struggle when we don't get our boost of our morning call on Saturday and Sunday. So Ruth and I were talking, and I said, I think we need to go over the basics every single week just to kind of remind everybody and get us all set on the right foot. I know it's important for me. So Ruth and I traded, and Ruth being the school teacher, she loves to bring new stuff all the time. Me, I worry. I don't know if what I bring is, you know, that educational. So I'm glad to trade with Ruth. In fact, I asked. So there is a company like no other, and that is Nican, that's helping us get all those toxins out of our air and our water, and we've got the most, we've got whole food nutrition. We've got some of the most alkaline whole foods that you could possibly get anywhere, like our jade greenzymes and our siaga. And our body balance, that we make our smoothies out of, our meal replacements, and sometimes our candy. I sent Ruth a recipe where I changed her protein candy around quite a little bit, but yum. A little tiny piece of that candy can keep Larry and I happy for many, many hours if we get a craving for something sweet. So I think she'll probably send that out to everybody. But our body balance has no refined or artificial sugars in there, and the thing is, doesn't have any. Our protein comes from pea and hemp, isn't it? Hemp is protein as well.
Yes.
But the pea protein is absolutely the healthiest protein that you can find. And
you know what they say, Mary Lou? They say it's more absorbable.
Uh-huh. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A vegetable. Okay, so anyway, our body balance is the other thing. And then, of course, our sleep system. And so, Ruth, if you'll go to our chart again for the... There we go. So what do? We try to strive for a perfect 10-day. Balanced meals, a couple of balanced snacks, and that, you know, three balanced meals and a couple of balanced snacks throughout the day. And that, people struggle with the snacks. Doesn't have to be a big snack. My favorite is still, I chop up my peel. After I scrub my apple, I peel it and chop it up, and I put it in something, and I sprinkle a little body balance on it along with some cinnamon, and if it happens to be kind of a sour apple, I put a little bit of stevia on it too. Shake that up, lots of cinnamon, and that is a wonderful balanced snack. I can just, you know, eat on that for a while. I bring that in and put it at my desk, and yeah, I call that that's my favorite snacks. And you can add some almonds too. Yes.
Why do you peel it?
Because the apples are showing up as being one of the has the most pesticides, and then they spray unless you've got organic apples. You know, if they're organic, I wouldn't necessarily peel it, but they wax them and all that other stuff. For years I ate them not waxed, and it's just been recently that I've been, you know, reading a lot about them. I can't always find organic apples, and so that's why I peel them. And, you know, it's funny because as a kid growing up, my mother would always say, don't peel that apple. That's where most of the nutrients are. But
yeah,
in this day and age, unfortunately, that's where a lot of the toxins are.
Well, you know, after last week's discussion, I'm wondering if there's anything much that we can eat that doesn't have something hidden in it, unless we produced it ourselves. I've really been thinking about last week's discussion, and I just marveled at all the things that you guys came up with that are like the coconut milk and all these things, the almond milk. I thought I was doing good things for myself, and then there's hidden things in it. Anyway.
Just have to read the label.
Yeah.
A good rule of thumb, I guess, is that if there's a real long list on that label, we definitely, you know, sometimes I don't have my glasses with me and I can't read every single thing, but if it looks like the ingredients list is long, I put it back on the shelf.
So the
shorter the number of ingredients, the I think, the better off we are. And when I have my glasses, I definitely want to read what's in them. But I had not read that label on my coconut milk.
Oh, that is so disappointing.
Yeah.
Well,
I did
get coconut milk.
There
was some coconut milk.
Any of the others without all that other stuff in it, I want to know about it.
Well, I did go back and get coconut milk in the can, and what was the one that I couldn't find the healthy? What was the one that Ruth and Monty both recommended?
Native Forest.
Besides, it's got the prettiest can.
Okay, well, I did get Trader Joe's light coconut milk. It's the only one I could find in a can when I was out and about. But the ingredients are coconut milk and water. So, it's a very, very short list.
Where did you find that?
Trader Joe's. And it's in a can, 14 ounces. Once I opened the can, I put it in one of my jars to keep it, you know, I've put it in the refrigerator and kept it in a jar. Monty also had mentioned that once we open those, we're really supposed to use them in a 24-hour period. Wasn't that right, Monty? The coconut milk, or was that coconut water, which I haven't braved out to get yet. Is Monty gone? Is everybody gone?
Yeah, I'm sorry, everyone muted. That was really talking up a storm, too.
oh, you were?
Anything that is I can't think of the word, but the cardboard, it's not cardboard, but the paper containers, they should all be assumed within a 24-hour time frame. And the basic reason is that coconut milk or coconut water, basically, because it's so high in the product, it's very high in in nutrient content, will basically start to ferment. There's nothing wrong with fermented type milks or waters. It's just that it's best to utilize it within 24 hours when you do open a container.
Okay.
And also they have, regular original coconut milk, and they also have light. And the only difference between the two is the original coconut milk is higher content in coconut oil than the coconut light. Coconut light is about 50% less of coconut oil than the original can of that Native Forest leaf.
I have a question about that.
Yeah, me too.
What did they replace the oil with if it's 50% less oil?
Water.
Water?
Water.
Buying water? We're buying water then.
Yeah, that's what it says on my can. It says coconut and water. So, yeah, I'm buying water until I can find the one. I only grabbed two cans until I can find the one you two are talking about.
Is Native Forest an organic product?
Yeah. Is it organic, is this question?
Yes. Yes, is it an organic product? Does it have a little symbol on there, USDA, organic, or fair trade, or something like that?
I've got to go look at mine.
And what was it called again? I got to write it down because I was in the kitchen looking at my can. Nature Valley?
Native Forest.
Nature
Forest. Unsweetened organic coconut milk. Classic. Native Forest. USDA organic, yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right, well, I definitely want the one with the more fat because we're hearing how wonderful, I mean, how much our body needs the fat. So I guess I will have to up my coconut oil since I've cut back on my milk. And we use some of the coconut milk in our smoothies, but mostly we use Primag water in our smoothies anyway. So,
you know what?
All right.
I started putting the coconut oil. I put a tablespoon of it now into my smoothie, and I can't taste it, and I think it's wonderful.
Great. Well, mine's always liquid here in Arizona. Maybe in the winter it won't be, but for right now it's always liquid. And so I just put it on a spoon and eat it. Down the hatch.
Sure.
Reminds me of, yeah.
Oh, by the way, I went to Costco over the weekend and found that coconut oil in the bin that was mentioned last week.
Yeah.
It cost $21.99 for 74 ounces, which comes out to 28.2 cents per ounce, which I think is a lot cheaper than what you can get in the small jars.
It is. That's a huge savings. Okay. Is it non-hydrogenated? That's my big question.
Right, it is. It says that on there. I read the thing, but I don't remember. It's a fairly big thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, being 74 ounces. I should have brought it inside in here. So in my cupboard in the kitchen. But
I have mine here. We just got one too.
Oh, you got one.
Okay,
too,
good.
Okay.
And
yes,
it's very organic. What else did you want?
How does that compare? Now I bought a gallon of organic, great coconut oil. And I bought it for $60 for a gallon. How does that compare?
Well, a gallon is what, 32 times 4, 128 ounces, right?
The price is better.
Yeah, the price is a lot better.
Yeah. Well, I got it. I went and ordered it special. I can't just go into the store and buy it. I had to order it special from Super One here in Ellensburg, and he looked it up on his list, and it was everything that I knew that we needed in coconut oil, and I ordered it.
Okay.
And I'm sharing half of that gallon with my daughter so that I actually have a half a gallon, and that which I'm not using, I put in the refrigerator.
Well, this is 78 fluid ounces, 2 quarts.
Oh, 14. 78, I was off a little bit then.
Yeah. That was close enough.
Well, and so hers came to 47 cents an ounce, if I figured that right. So is it Nutiva? Because
yes,
that's a very, very...
Yes, that's right. I remember
but
that.
But Karen's Nutiva.
Yeah, Karen's...
I don't know, and I gave the gallon, the actual container, to my daughter, so I'll have to get that from her and tell you more details of what's on the outside.
Okay. Ruth, yours from Costco. You're the one you and Doug checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Good, I can call my dad. What... Does it say it's Nutiva, or is it Kirkland
yes.
brand?
No, it's Nutiva.
It is?
Yes, yes it is.
That's
oh,
nice.
My goodness.
In fact, I had trouble finding it for that reason, because I was looking for the Kirkland brand, and I went right by it. And then
I hope they have it at our store. I haven't gotten up there yet, but I will definitely.
It's in a yellow container, I believe, so it's kind of like a plastic, kind of a jar type of a thing. Kind of a wide mouth, so.
Okay. And, Monty, you've read about how long you said it'll last a year or so in the pantry, but you've been just taking a bit out and putting it in one of your pint jars and using it out of the pint jar so you're not opening and closing that container all the time, right?
That's right. I've got 3 Trader Joe's old jars that when I was buying it from Trader Joe's, and I just take my gallon container that I got from Nutiva for $50, I think it was, did nothing more than I just put it in my jars, take the lid off, film up my jars with it. It's hard. It's not liquid like yours is, and I just stuff the jars full, put the lids back in the jars, put the lid back on the big container, the gallon container, and that way I don't have to keep opening and closing it. It's good for up to 2 years, coconut oil is, and also it's you don't have to refrigerate it if you don't want to. Particularly, I don't refrigerate mine because it doesn't turn to mine here because I keep the air conditioner at 75 degrees. It doesn't ever get to a liquid state.
So you got the Nutiva, whatever that name is. You got it for $50 a gallon?
Monty?
Excuse me. Oh, my mute button's messed up. Yes, I did, and you can go on to Nativa's site or that other site that Ruth goes to sometimes. I think it's Vitacost. I think they also carry Nativa, and sometimes they run specials on the gallon container, and that's what I look for. So that's going to last me for a good time, even though I eat 3 to 4 tablespoons a day, either eat it or put it in my cooking or melt it and put it over my vegetables. I don't, when I say melt it, I mean steam my vegetables, put my vegetables in a bowl, then I take a tablespoon or maybe a little bit more and just put it on top of my vegetables and let it melt and then mix it all up, and it's just real, I just love it that way.
Hey, right, well,
I do the same thing. That's very good.
Monty, will you email me the information of how you got this? Because I don't write fast enough. Anyway, just would you mind doing that?
Okay, but the bargain price right now for the Nativa, the Better Buy, at 28.2 cents, I didn't calculate that out, I'm trusting Doug on
that. I hope I did it right, yes.
Is the better Buy is still, if you are near a Costco store that has it, the $21.99 for 74 ounces, I think.
That is better, but he was saying $50 for a gallon.
I know it, but that still comes to 39 cents an ounce.
It's still, yeah, but if it's 20, let's say $21.99, let's say $22, that's $44 then for a gallon, because Ruth said it was 74 ounces, so that's half a gallon. So
no, it's more than half.
20 times 2 is $44, so it's
yeah, but it's more than half. It's more than half. Half of a 20, but that'd be 64 ounces, it'd be. Half a gallon.
So you're right. That's basically the cheaper product is from Costco.
Yeah, especially if it's Nativa.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And how do you spell that? Will you spell it for me?
N as in Nancy, U, T as in Tom, I, V as in Victor, A, I believe. Is that right, you guys?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, can I ask if some of you, last week you mentioned using coconut oil in your hair, and I did that. Oh, my goodness. I have very fine flyaway hair that cooperates, and I've never had oily hair in my life, and now my hair is very oily. And I don't know what to do except to shampoo it again and get it out. But can any of you tell me what is the proper way of putting it into your hair? Or do you know?
I don't use it on my hair.
I haven't used coconut oil, but I've used other things that would have the same rule, I think, is you put it in your hair before you're going to shampoo and let it sit there for a while. You could even wrap a turban around your head and sleep with it like that and then shampoo the next day.
Oh, and then okay. You should have seen what I looked like yesterday.
I think Karen used it like a conditioner.
Or at the beauty shop, they put a tiny bit of oil on their hands sometimes, just a tiny bit, and rub it together, and then just lightly touch your hair with it. That might.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Nice to hear you, Kathleen.
Now, that's one of the things that Ruth said is exactly the way that it talks about here in the book. It says basically apply a liberal amount of oil to your scalp and work it in. 1 to 2 teaspoons of oil is a good amount. Work it in like a massage. Like Ruth said, let it sit for 15 minutes or so. The longer you can let it sit, maybe wrap it in a turban. And the reason because you wrap it in a turban is that it creates heat from your head, and that's the hottest part of our body is our head, where our heat escapes from our body. So any time you put an oil on it, basically any oil will absorb quicker into the area that you're rubbing it on when you can, it just absorbs better. I know I take it and I just put some on my finger and rub it on the area in my scalp that I'm where I'm starting to get a little thin in the back area, so that's how I do it. But Ruth's exactly right. Wash it out. Sometimes these people even put it on before they go to bed and then put a shower cap on as an example and then leave it on there all night long so it absorbs really good into this to the scalp area and the hair. And then,
well, thank you. I wish
Kathleen was right. She said just put a little bit on your hand, just a little bit, because it don't take much. And then when you rub after you get done, rub it through your hair to give your hair a little shine and a little buff.
Well, I looked like a grease monkey yesterday.
You must have gone through your work.
Okay, I have a comment here.
Okay.
I'm not even on that same screen. Coconut from Vitacost oil. Vitacost brands. Buy one, get one half off on over 300 Vitacost brand products. Advertisement here for Vitacost. But this expires on September 3rd, and the Vitacost brand actually looks about exactly like the Nutiva. I would think they copied the label or something, and I wouldn't be surprised if it isn't. I know Del Monte. They Dennis worked for Del Monte, and they made the same things, and they just slapped different labels on them.
Yep.
But this 54-ounce bottle, so it's not quite as jar, it's not quite as big. Maybe glass, though, which would be nice. Costs, where did it go? It sort of changed its picture. It opened itself up to us. I was looking at a whole bunch of them at one time. Where is it?
Costs. And then do we pay freight on that?
You don't pay freight if you buy over $50 or something like that. Sometimes it's free anyway.
Yeah, the other thing you don't pay too is taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this costs $20.99.
For 54 ounces?
Right. And I don't know if that's, it says you buy a second one for a half price.
That would be 21 and 10, 50, 31, 50. For how many? 5,428 ounces. Wow.
108.
Okay.
Yeah, it still looks like Costco is the best price. Still looks like it, anyhow. For those that have that available to them.
Yeah. Otherwise, this one is definitely. There, yeah.
But like the one thing that Ruth is saying for Karen is that Karen, if she doesn't have that accessible Costco there, doesn't have it accessible to her, and she has to order it up, she can still go on the Vitacost and order it up that way. And like you say,
hey Monty, I may live in the sticks, but I do go to the city once in a while.
You know, if that
Seattle,
if that Vitacost doesn't, if you don't have to pay freight and you don't have to pay tax, Vitacost is probably the better deal, because I know you had to pay tax on the Costco brand. Or the one
and
that
I,
got
I think I bought a little Nutiva from them. Maybe it was a Nutiva label. But you can smell it. You can see if it changes from liquid to solid and back and forth what would it be, about 75 or 80 degrees, that's a natural product. That's going to be a good product. And especially the fragrance, I think. You can tell by smelling of it.
The other thing you can notice, if it does turn to liquid, if it's more like a little yellowish or not a golf color, and it's not what I call a clear liquid, it's also another sign of contamination.
Oh, I'm glad to know that, because boy, I can see right through my jar of my Trader Joe's, but it's not the most economical. I pay $6 plus tax for a pint. So these are great prices. And Nutiva, Ruth you're saying, Ruth, that that's a very good smelling coconut, right?
Well, I only haven't had it very long, and it's still solid, but we haven't had a very hot day, and it's so big. Well, it's starting to melt already. I can pour a little bit out of it, and it smells really good.
Okay.
I was just looking at my Costco receipt, and there was no tax on it.
Yep.
Oh, that's right, because of Washington, but there is here.
Oh, I see, yeah. Okay, depends on the state you're in, I guess.
Yeah, it depends on the food.
Yeah, I calculated the other one from the other source, the Vitacost, and it comes out 29.2, so it's only a penny.
A penny.
When you buy that special.
Compared to what did you say?
28.2 is what I got for the Costco one.
28 cents?
Yeah, 28.2 cents
an ounce.
Compared to a penny?
No, that's a penny difference, because the ones from Vitacost is 29.2.
An ounce.
An ounce, right.
Yeah.
I'm going to recalculate Costco now, too, while I'm at it. It was 78, is that right, Ruth?
Yes,
74, I thought.
It is 78, I'm looking at it.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I'll trust that more than my memory. Yeah, 28.2.
Okay.
Cents per ounce. So that's the Vitacost is a good deal if you get it by September 3rd.
Well, now you know why I wanted to take the Monday call. This is the easiest call of the week because everybody is so talkative. I appreciate
but I have
you.
A question for all of you.
Okay.
I am experiencing a very severe health challenge. I have, and I think I've told you guys, through the years I've experienced problems with my knees, and I can apply a magnet or whatever, and lately I've upped my joint, and now I've been taking 5 twice a day, and now I'm going to take 6 twice a day, but you guys, I am having severe problems with my left knee, and it's scaring me. Do any of you have a wonderful solution outside of joint and magnets? Because I'm using all of that.
And you're using, and it's the power chip, 2 of them, 1 on each side?
I've got 3 of them, and last night I slept all night long last night with the spinning magnet. I could not walk yesterday. And
how about the CM cream?
Clyde said that to me, and I said, well, do you really think that would penetrate deeper? This is way down in the joint. I can feel it.
Osteogens. Go ahead, Nancy.
Well, I had a problem about a month ago, and went to the orthopedic just to get an x-ray, and he said there's nothing wrong with your meniscus, there is no tear, but you would be a good candidate for the injection of but I asked, is that hyaluronic acid? He said, oh, you know about that. He said, yes, that's what it is. And of course, we're born with hyaluronic acid. And, but as we age, that diminishes. And, it took about a week for it to really help where I could, get out of the chair and stand on my knee and without a grabbing pain. But, everything's normal now.
Now, I didn't get, what was it you, the doctor?
Well, let me
just tell him. Just tell him, the doctor, it sounds like hydraulic acid, hydraulic oil.
Well, first you need to find out if you have a tear or some type of problem with your meniscus. And he said if any of his patients are on, if they've gotten to the point where it's bone on bone, where you've really lost the cushioning, the meniscus and all that, then he said, I don't recommend this hyaluronic acid. It will not do any good. But he said, I select my patients to put on it, and we have very good results. So
yep. It
did work for me.
What was it called again, Nancy?
Sure. It is hyaluronic. So it's H-Y-A-L-U-R-O-N-I-C. Hyaluronic acid. Told this on the call, but let me give you a short little story. Quite some years ago, probably 30 years ago, back when Connie Chung was still on 2020, they heard of a little village, a tiny village in Japan where the people lived so long, they did not age, their skin didn't wrinkle, they never needed glasses, they worked out in the fields way up into their 80s, 90s, in other words, they just didn't have the signs of aging that most people do. And so she took her camera crew to find out, and they learned that because this little village was on the side of a hill, they could not grow rice like others, everyone else did. So their main source of food was a tiny, sticky vegetable. and obviously it was a lot like the hyaluronic acid. And so that's what kept him young looking and without all the other problems that we, that comes along with aging. And out of that, somehow they, but when you go in the store to look in a vitamin shop, it's under the brand on the bottle. It will, actually it is the vitamin shop label, but it will say INJUV. And I think when you look on the ingredients, it says rooster comb. So it is the same type of thing that is in a rooster comb. And the chicken joints, that, but, now that's to be taken orally. And my friend got, long ago got a real good result with that because, her knee would bother her as we would do our walking. And after 5 weeks of taking NJU, she, was keeping up with me and we didn't have to slow down and let her rest her knee.
You called it NG?
I as in iodine. INJUV.
Okay.
V like Vicky.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Will you spell the thing that the doctor told you you needed?
Well, you know, I can't remember what he just said. He would inject my knee with something. I can't remember what he called it. But I asked, is that hyaluronic acid? He said, oh, you know about that. And he said, yes. And we, he said, we're born with
okay,
it.
Okay, spell that name again.
H-Y-A-L-U-R-O-N-I-C.
And then it's acid.
Mm-hmm. And he said, it will last between 4 to 6 months, and they just let the patient tell them when they feel like they need another injection. And the beauty of it is Medicare pays for it. I was surprised.
And you have, you've only had one and never had to have another?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I only had it about, it could have been 5 weeks ago by now.
Oh, okay.
But my knee was so bad I couldn't put my weight on it.
Okay,
she doesn't have any weight. She's teeny.
I know. I saw her. I met her. I would love to know what that vegetable is that was growing on that hill, wouldn't you?
Right.
Yes, I would.
Ruth could grow a bunch of that vegetable. There
that
we go.
Everybody, huh?
Well, yeah,
maybe,
we want it.
Nancy, do you know what the vegetable is?
Doug, I know.
I don't know what it is. I've not heard about that before, but I could have some of my Japanese friends research it, maybe. They
okay,
could
well,
do, they could go through the Japanese literature and find it if it's not available in English. It's just, so it may be on the internet, be available in English, but I don't know if I have time to research it that way, but
mm-hmm. I'll try
maybe
to look.
Somebody can.
I'm sure we can find that story somewhere connected with 2020, but that was amazing that their eyesight, see, because our, the vitreous gel in our eye is, what is it, seven, you all have been talking about that, isn't it like 70% gel in our eyes?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why their, I guess their eyesight never weakened. I don't know, but it's amazing. For a week there, I thought, oh, this may not work for me because every time I would, and it didn't matter how long I sat, if it was just for 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, and I would get up and put my weight on that knee, and it would just be a grabbing pain.
Well,
so,
I can actually feel the, when I go to stand up, it's almost, oh, it's horrible to change the position of the knee in, down inside of it. I can feel the joint.
Yeah, and you probably hear a popping or a clicking noise as you take steps sometimes.
I haven't heard any noise like that, but the pain that in changing that joint position is really incredible.
Mm-hmm. This was an orthopedic doctor, so if you ask any of them, I'm sure they have access to the same thing. But it's amazing, and it does not hurt at all when they put it in. they just spray the topical on first. And but I was afraid I'd have to pay out of pocket, because to me that would be kind of the not the norm for Medicare. But I was shocked when they said no, Medicare takes care of it.
How expensive is it?
You know, I have not gotten the bill yet.
I see. Okay. Yeah, it's only been 5 weeks.
But I will let you know what they actually charge for that. I'm sure it's not cheap. But it's amazing. And I actually had this happen about 2 years ago. And at that point, I had to borrow someone's crutches. I could not put any weight on it.
Wow. Now, see, these calls are valuable, you guys, because that's something I've never heard of. This is going to be a real blessing, probably, for Karen. And I to find out even that Medicare covers it is great.
Well,
and I've never heard of
NJU. Mary Lou, I almost thought that I could not come to my computer, which is down the stairs. I managed down the stairs simply because I wanted to ask that question, and you don't know how much I appreciate what everyone is saying.
See? Wow, isn't that wonderful? Okay, you guys, we are way past our time, and we do have 4 more days this week that we can talk to, so I think we better go. But one thing I wanted to cover on this before we hang up. Ruth's got the food chart up here, and we all know, I mean, the block chart, and she's gone to all the trouble of listing, you know, the least alkaline and the least acidic and the alkaline, the most alkaline foods, and we know that we want to balance, and 3 of these blocks at a meal of each group for a woman, 4 for a man. But now, Ruth, if you go over there to the protein page, one thing I want to warn everybody about on the vegetarian, on the soy, because that's what I wanted to talk about today. Soy burgers, soy Canadian bacon, soy crumbles, do not eat any of those. I don't care how alkaline they are. They're a goitrogen, and all soy, except for what Doug was talking about at the very beginning, can actually just stop your thyroid from working. So that's all I'm going to say about that today, because we are so far over, but I'll cover a little more about that on Monday. So our Neekin protein powder is the very best. Read your labels. Don't go grabbing anything with soy isolate or any of that soy stuff in there. Okay.
I do have a warning triangle on one of them. I have a different page for each day of the week. I don't know what day has a warning sign, but I'll try to get it on all of them.
Okay.
I'll just replace the chart with the same one.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll try to be on next Monday too, as we can talk a little bit more about the fermented. I do find some with fermentation done in it, some products, so we can talk about that. And I still use some of that.
Okay.
But it's hard to find. Hard to
All
find.
Right.
Okay.
There you guys. Talk tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Everybody have a great day.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.